You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new study into how New Zealand seafood product manufacturers display claims such as dolphin-friendly, sustainably fished and responsibly caught on their products has led to concerns that these companies may be greenwashing, as the claims are too ambiguous, being contradictory and going against international best practice and the New Zealand commerce guidance. The study suggests that such claims are hard to verify and may mislead consumers. I spoke to Senior Research Fellow in Epidemiology and Biostatistics at the University of Auckland, Catherine Bradbury, about the study and what needs to change to adequately inform consumers of the products that they are purchasing. A new study into the labelling of seafood products has shown that 41.2% of the 369 products sampled in the study have vague environmental claims. What are these claims?
The claims are things like sustainably fished, responsibly sourced, we protect our oceans, dolphin friendly. So things that sound nice and good, but aren't really specific and aren't really saying any kind of specific action or process that the company is doing.
Is there adequate evidence to suggest these companies are sustainably fishing, as they claim to be through their merchandising?
Well, they shouldn't make these vague claims that just say something like responsibly sourced or sustainably fished. The Commerce Commission actually has quite clear guidance on that. So any claim that they want to make should be specific and accurate and be able to be backed up. So a vague claim like dolphin friendly is actually quite hard to back up because it's unclear what that even means. So it shouldn't be used in the first place.
Under the country's Fair Trading Act, seafood product manufacturers are required to not misinform consumers with claims on their products. However, the Act further does not require companies to elaborate further information, such as by identifying the harvest location or methods used. Does this create a sort of loophole for companies to implement ambiguous claims on their products without facing the consequences of the Act?
Yeah, well, they're not allowed to mislead customers or make unsubstantiated claims, but vague claims can mislead customers because actually I might think that means something different to what it means because it's not very clear. And yes, because they're not having to state where the fish is from or how it's harvested, again, we don't really know how, it's definitely not transparent for the customer. They don't know how their fish was harvested. So I guess we can't easily tell if it was dredged or midwater trawled or kind of harvested in a really environmentally damaging way.
Do you believe that amendments to this Act would make consumers better aware of the harvesting methods used by these companies?
Yeah, I think legislation does need to be strengthened. It would be really a good step forward to actually require manufacturers to state how their fish has been or seafood has been harvested. I'm not sure where the right place for that legislation would go. I mean, we have a food standards code as well, but that's normally, and that does cover what things should be on the food packages. So possibly it could go in there. But yes, that would be a good step forward. And also more proactive enforcing of the Commerce Commission guidance. The guidance is quite good, but clearly it's not being followed.
Are we seeing similar patterns of overseas seafood product manufacturers as well with how they are advertising their merchandise?
Yes, so overseas, there's a few countries that are really cracking down on these kinds of green claims or environmental claims. So in Australia and the European Union and the UK, they have been doing sort of audits of lots of different types of products, including food products. And have been finding these sort of vague claims as well. And they have been changing and revising their guidelines and legislation to try and stop this sort of practice.
What changes do you suggest are necessary to counter these vague claims we're seeing here in Aotearoa on seafood products?
Well, I think we do need more proactive enforcement of this. The Commerce Commission guidance. The guidance says that claims need to be specific, they need to be accurate, and they need to be substantiated. And so currently, you know, you or I could make a complaint to the Commerce Commission if we see a product that makes a claim that we don't think meets that guidance, but that's relying on the consumers to be making a complaint, whereas actually I think the guidance needs to be proactively enforced and make sure that companies are actually adhering to it. In the EU, they are proposing that actually before a company wants to put a claim on a product, an environmental or a green claim, that they actually are going to have to pre-submit evidence to support that claim and get approval before they're allowed to do it. So that would be one way where it actually switches and it's up to the companies to be able to substantiate that claim before they can put it on the product.
That was Senior Research Fellow in Epidemiology and Biostatistics at the University of Auckland, Catherine Bradbury, about a new study showing that New Zealand seafood products manufacturers are incorporating vague claims onto their products and what needs to change to adequately inform consumers of what they are buying.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.